Go ahead now. Find yourself a comfortable spot on a bed or on a chair, somewhere where you won't be disturbed. Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of those other sounds too. Sounds inside, sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you're relaxing there, in the chair or on the bed, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands, where they rest, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the back of the chair or the bed. And you know, that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now. Wondering if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a few moments. Noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more, slower and steadier, breathing so steady and even, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep, breathing so evenly, so steadily. You almost wouldn't disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily now, slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb even a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little, so that you can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except relax right now. nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just ticking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another, just ticking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and those feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more, yet remain totally alert. And noticing how now even that face muscles can begin to relax, really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tension that was there, almost but not quite, completely unnoticed, just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling, wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you could simply care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your own heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you could simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. That's right. Quite understandably, there's a part of you today that may be wondering how all this will really turn out. if when everything has been said and done, if indeed you will join the thousands of other people that listened to this MP3 and became a non-smoker. And I can surely appreciate that, so all you need to do now is to simply allow yourself to relax, to let go. Let go of any tension, any stiffness, any soreness. Of course, this will work for you today because you want it to work. As you begin to learn that the first step in you being successful with making the transition to a non-smoker is to allow yourself to relax. Relaxing is the first key. So go ahead now, if you would. Take a deep breath in. That's right, signifying the beginning of change for you. And as you let it out with a sigh, that's right. All cares, all worries, all present concerns to simply dissipate, to completely evaporate, because this is a special time for you, a time that you have set aside for you to change. So if you would, imagine with me that in front of you, you see a big helium balloon. And that one by one, all cares, all worries, all present concerns begin to float out of you and into that balloon. As if every care and every worry and concern is written on a banner. A banner that is leaving you and finding its way into the balloon over there. In a moment, when all cares, all worries, all concerns have left your mind, the balloon will begin to drift. In fact, notice it has already begun to drift, drifting away with all concerns. And in a moment, the balloon will be out of sight, totally gone from your awareness, totally gone now. It is from here that I am excited about you beginning to learn from a new level within your mind, a powerful place where you can make changes easily. The first step is for you to begin to involve your imagination in a special way, where you can relax the body with the mind, because the mind controls the body. And since you're in charge of your own mind, you're in charge of your own body, in charge of your experiences. Good. Go ahead and direct your attention inside that body. Concentrate your attention on those feet for a moment, feeling the feelings and sensations present in those feet right now. Realize that those feet work hard for you. Those feet take you everywhere you go. They too deserve a break from your inner mind now. Give those feet a command to relax and let go. Go ahead and do this by saying in your mind, "You can relax and let go now." That's right. Hypnosis is now taking place. Imagine just like a wave of relaxation is now moving up from that waist to that upper chest and shoulder area, As it reaches the top of those shoulders, it feels as if the weight of the world has been lifted from those shoulders. So relax now. You can feel the relaxation rolling down from the top of those shoulders into both those arms. Both those arms are becoming loose, limp, and very relaxed, just like the arms on a ragdoll. Now moving up to the back of that neck, all the way up to the top of the head, relaxing the scalp, spreading through the forehead, relaxing the muscles and tendons around those eyelids. The eyelids are becoming so loose, so limp, so heavy now, that it would be too much effort to try and open them. That's right. You have no desire to open them. The more you try, the harder it is, the heavier and heavier they become. Notice, through the power of your own mind, you've totally relaxed that body. And we've only begun a few moments ago. You're doing really well now. The more you relax, the more you will find that my voice is clear and more present. That in fact, with each and every word I utter, you go deeper and deeper into complete relaxation. You will find that it is perfectly normal for your body to go to sleep, while your mind remains perfectly alert to the positive suggestions I offer. In this process, if this is your experience right now, it signifies that hypnosis is taking place. Now that you are so completely relaxed, I would like to speak to that part of you that knows all about you. And with your permission, I would like to speak to that part that knows all about your smoking habits. And we can thank that part for cooperating. Already in 1 week, you've become more aware of your smoking habits and is happy to and so looking forward to becoming smoke-free today. But whilst you are there relaxing even deeper, I want you to consider what the most important reason is to you to become smoke-free now. Maybe you're looking after your future health. Maybe you want to have more money to spend. Maybe you don't want to be embarrassed and smell like cigarettes. Maybe you want to be around for those that you love and care about for a very long time. And you know, being smoke-free, it's also easy to achieve. Now, as you go back in time, into your past, back to the time where you remember that you experienced every day without cigarettes, where you knew and know how to respond to life without cigarettes, you now choose life over poisoning your body. You now choose to play the healthy record. You now choose to be more honest with yourself and remember second by second, minute by minute, hour after hour, that you can always say no to the first cigarette. Day by day, it is easy for you to permanently keep putting it off forever. Because for you, you know that one would be too many. I'm supporting you today in your decision to be smoke-free, to be a clean air breather. I am supporting you into your magnificence, and so is the universe as it begins to support you in the form of a white light. Imagine that coming down from the very center core of the universe. There is an intense beam of white light. It looks like a 10,000 watt beam of light coming from a lighthouse. It is above your head, and you are standing in the middle of it. I want you to feel the warmth of the light above the top of your head. It is an infinite source of love and healing. Imagine there is a window on the top of your head, a window that is opening up to the light. As the light begins to enter, it permeates every cell, every molecule, every atom, all the way down to the infinite quantum particles, permeating all systems, all organs, so that upon awakening, your body will be cleansed, will be renewed. The light is moving down into the back of your neck, down into your chest, as it begins to enter your lungs. Imagine the light feeling like thousands of tiny, sparkling, tingling stars, turning themselves into thousands of tiny scrub brushes, now beginning to clean away all tar, all toxins, all poisons of the past, beginning a process of repairing and restoring every fiber of your lungs to its original natural state. As the light continues the purification process, you can feel all of the poison, all of the toxins, all of the tar being removed, being flushed away from your body. Imagine it turning into a warm orange liquid, being flushed out of your body, as if two hoses were connected at the ends of your big toes. And you can see, hear, or feel this orange liquid flowing out of your body. In time you will feel great, feeling better than ever before, as the light will continue to support and protect you all throughout the future. Imagine being totally enveloped in a capsule of light, feeling safe, relaxed, and secure. As the process of cleansing will continue to occur over the next following days, your body will require and demand more water to continue the repairs, the healing process. You make a point to drink 1 to 2 liters a day of pure, fresh, vibrant water. It is from here that you will lose all desires, all wants, all craving, all withdrawals, for the harmful cigarettes of the past no longer will they have a hold on you. You are done with this harmful habit now, completely clean, completely clear about being a clean air breather, so that upon awakening, cigarettes will be forgotten. They will be the furthest thing from your mind, totally gone from your awareness, as if you never smoked at all. All past memories of this behavior are being totally flushed away for good, along with the orange liquid. totally flush from your memory, totally flush from every system, cell and organ. Imagine how it'll feel upon awakening, to start not only with a renewed mind, but with a renewed body. To awaken with the feeling as if you never smoked, that the smoker within you was simply part of a bad dream. A dream that you wish not to remember, to forget completely, so it is forgotten. The more you try to find the part of you that was the smoker, the harder it is to find it. The harder you try, the harder it is. The closer you get to it, the more it disappears. It has totally evaporated. You've already chose to remember to forget that you ever smoked. Some people choose to remember to forget you, choose to forget to remember, although I'm not sure exactly what you would need to forget and what you would need to remember to forget about this harmful behavior of the past. You can simply allow your unconscious mind to make those adjustments internally, so that externally, every time you see someone lighting up or smoking, you will think about the symbol of poison. You know which one. There's no mistake about it. No bones about it. And I'm not about to suggest that you will feel nauseated and sick every time you smell that cigarette smoke or each time you see someone smoke, but you could remind yourself how much healthier you now feel. But now there's no more poison. Through the power of your own mind, you have set yourself free, totally free now to make the right healthy choices for you, even healthier food choices. A good sign that you are free is you may begin to have an incredible urge to drink water. Pure, clean, fresh, vibrant water. Your body knows that by drinking pure, vibrant, refreshing water, that it will allow more poisons and toxins from the past to be flushed away from your system. I now urge you to begin to drink from 1 to 2 liters of pure, fresh, vibrant water every day as you make your transition towards better health. That's right. And tonight, when you go to bed, at a time that is right and natural for you, any dreams that you have will be of a learning nature and positive. And when you wake in the morning, you'll awaken knowing something's changed and surprised that this amazing feeling still remains with you. And you look forward to whatever it is that you're going to do for the day, knowing that today and every day is the first day of the rest of your life, and every day, in every way, it gets better and better. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I say 5, your eyes will be wide open, wide awake, and fully aware. 1, the feeling comes back into your body as you're becoming more aware of the room, yourself, and the surroundings. 2, feeling the energy return to your system, cells, and organs as your heart rate returns to whatever it is that's normal for you. And 3, feeling the energy flow through you now as you're becoming closer and closer right up to the surface. And 4, feeling re-energized and alive now as all the suggestions in this recording come up to the surface with you and remain with you. And 5, eyes wide open, wide awake, fully aware, back in the room, feeling better than ever before.